it a conspiracy or a confluence of interests? Whichever the case, some may conspire. The illusions of a Saturn death cult. How the combination of red and blue creates illusions for a global death cult. We've all heard of the term the original sin, and for me personally, it has always seemed a bit absurd and borderline psychotic even. Future generations of innocent children being blamed for something someone might have done in a story from thousands of years ago that is so mixed up in Greek, Egyptian, Indian and pagan mythology with elements lifted from astrotheology that any meaning or moral lesson once contained within is difficult to find. Or more to the point, it has been kept secret by an intergenerational death cult and used to manipulate the masses for the purpose of exploitation and control for thousands of years. Thousands of years might seem a tad ridiculous, but many researchers have shown that this cult does indeed go back to at least the priests of Babylon, when it morphed into being as part of a reaction to a global cataclysm. So what was this original sin humanity was supposed to pay for thousands of years later? And no, it wasn't having a bit of an apple from a naughty tree. The answer lies with Saturn. But why Saturn? The original sun was Saturn. But didn't the ancient Greeks, Egyptians, Babylonians and later Romans worship sun deities such as Sol Invictus, Ra and Helios, alongside moon goddesses such as Isis, Semiramis and later Mother Mary? And yes, they are all the same character essentially. The truth appears to be that whilst on the surface these dark occultists worship the sun we know today, in reality they were and still are worshipping the original sun, the best sun, Saturn. Now this had me confused for quite some time as to why you've got all this Satanism going on in the world, but it appears that all of this was sun god worship. What's the connection here? And it took me far too long to figure this out. And even when I read books about this stuff, it still didn't really kind of seem clear to me, but now it does. And I've just done an interview with Troy McLaughlin over on iconic.com for Classified that went out yesterday as of recording this, so Wednesday the 5th, I believe. Wednesday the 6th of March. So you can go over there and check it out. It has far more context in this. But it's quite clear now that there was, at one point, what's known as the Golden Age coming out of the Purple Dawn. And I don't know, we know of the Order of the Purple Dawn and all of these occult, ritualistic cults, basically. So this is where it all comes from. I'm reading here from my latest article, which is on substack.com, and I'll go back to reading the article now. So this sun is said to have ruled over Earth in what seemed to be a golden age. That followed a purple dawn of primordial creation. The truth appears to be that whilst on the surface these dark occultists worshipped the sun we know today, in reality they were and still are worshipping the original sun, the best sun, as they call it, Saturn. The harvester of many names. Now we know that Saturn has many different names all over the place, and we also, most people who've done a bit of research will understand the connections to Christmas and Christmas and the time of year and the harvest and the way that sort of folds into later sun symbology. But it has its roots, by the looks of it, in Saturn. So the harvester of many names. The planet Saturn was known by many names throughout the ancient world. In ancient Egypt, he was known as Osiris and at times Horus, being that the father and the son were eventually one and the same. And now you can see that, obviously, with the latter Christian concepts of the Father, Son and the Holy Ghost and Jesus and God being basically the same being eventually. In Greek mythologies, he was often seen as Cronus or Cronus, and in Mesopotamia, he was known as the god Kayamanu or Kayamanu. They're new to me, so I've probably pronounced them completely wrong, but that's what in Mesopotamia this god was known as. It's the same god. You can see that by the characteristics. Now, a lot of people are arguing over the fact, is this the same god? And they point out the differences, which are there, but they're minor compared to the obvious and overarching character traits. And these are characters, and I think that's what's important here. but they try and actually put these people as real life characters. Now, some people, like a Sabbatai Zevi, may have appropriated some of these character traits and stuck them in their own backstory, and that could have perhaps happened with the man that they call Jesus or Yeshua or Joshua. He could have taken some of these things and appropriated them and claimed to be the Messiah. That happened with Sabbatai Zevi later on. But these clear character traits go all the way back to this time, Saturn, when Saturn was the ruling sun. So I'll go back to the Harvester of Many Names and back to the article now and read that bit again. So the Harvester of Many Names. The planet Saturn was known by many names throughout the ancient world. In ancient Egypt, he was known as Osiris and at times Horus, being that the father and the son were eventually one and the same. Again, Jesus God story. In Greek mythologies, he was often seen as Cronus or Cronus, and in Mesopotamia, he was known as the god Kajamanu or Kayamanu. It is well known that the Christian holiday Christmas takes place during the Roman ritualistic festival of Saturnalia, which took place over several days in honour of the god Saturn. What other people don't know as well is the EU seemed to have been ushered in by Edward Heath, who's got a lot of Saturn-like child abuse claims against him, at a place in Rome that was not far from the Temple of Saturn, by the looks of it. Have a look into that, because that's very, very significant, and not a lot of people talk about that or even know about that, so that's just worth adding in there. So back to the article. The Grim Reaper, Saturn, Cronus and Death all carry a scythe or a seath and are connected to the ordering of time, as is the creator god of the Gnostics, Yaldabaoth or Demiurge. The Saturn and Cronus versions of this character are particularly evil in that they are known to feast on children or young virgins, where we heard that before. And it is this disturbing character trait that is behind why Satanists have sacrificed children to the gods for thousands of years. Now we understand the young virgin thing plays into the British royals, which I'll come to later, in terms of Vlad the Impaler and Vlad Dracula, which they have genetic connections to, and that's openly known. And this isn't all a coincidence, by the way. It absolutely isn't. Look at the sigil of Saturn on the front of the Balmoral Crest. I've been to Balmoral. I went to Balmoral to film with the guys of Iconic, with Gareth and the guys for season 2, I believe it was, of, it might have been 3, of The Walk on Iconic.com. And we filmed at Balmoral at the big pyramid, the big creepy pyramid in the woods there, which clearly has some underground connections into the castle itself. That's not the only one I've seen. I've seen ones in some of the houses in Norfolk, some of the stately homes in Norfolk that I used to go and visit. And there was one there as well, another wooden one in the middle of nowhere, really creepy, with a bull's head on the front of it. So these are everywhere, these stone pyramids. But this symbology is clear on the crest of the Balmoral Castle. It has the sigil of Saturn in the middle, which also fits into the Freemasonic compass, fits into the cube of Saturn. Go and have a look at that, because it's even Balmoral has the name Baal in it, Baal Morals, Baal being another version of Moloch, which they sacrifice children to, as you can see, as the owl at Bohemian Grove. Back to the article. This disturbed behaviour can be seen in the biblical story of Abraham, or Abrahma. It seems to be there are connections to Abraham and his name coming from the Indian caste system, and the top of that caste system are called the Brahmins, and a Brahmin would be a top-level a priest of their system, and I believe that's where the name Abraham comes from. So the disturbing behaviour can be seen in the biblical story of Abraham, or Abrahma, who is asked to sacrifice his beloved firstborn son Isaac to the god of the Old Testament, Yahweh, who is also Cronus, Demiurge, Yaldabaoth, Saturn, Baal, Ect, goes on. It seems to be this is the same character. Certainly they have the same bloodthirsty character traits. Fortunately, an angel of the Lord, doesn't say which one, steps in and stops this one. The reasons for God demanding this of Abraham is as proof of his loyalty to this God, which is utterly insane and mad, but these people still do this stuff today, obviously behind the scenes. The same theme and characters are repeated through all the major religions and belief systems because, as Jordan Maxwell once said, it's the greatest story ever told, but it is a story. And it absolutely is a story. And it's lost in time as to what it was actually supposed to mean. But this kind of Saturn connection points out why this madness is still happening today and what they're afraid of and why they're trying to appease the god of Saturn. So back to the article, abandonment issues. The sad truth is that this all goes back to a time when it appears that the original sun Saturn abandoned the people of Earth, thus causing great cataclysms that resulted in the death and destruction all over the planet. What they were witnessing was a shifting of electromagnetic planetary bodies in the sky, and then you have the clash of the Titans. These events are the true origins of the biblical flood and the earlier version of the Epic of Gilgamesh. Now, that's basically what we're seeing. We're seeing planetary change, and then obviously now you have the Club of Rome purposely set up to exploit a climate change agenda and a climate change fear. They're tapping into this genetically embedded original fear that humans seem to have that this God is going to come back and end this earth, and that has even more connotations to this doomsday event and judgment day and what that actually means to transhumanists, which we'll get onto later. But it's all connected. It's all, they're all playing off the psychology of humanity. That's all this is about, playing off the primordial fear of a God father figure going a bit mental and disappearing and abandoning us and abandoning us even hard to say, and punishing us for what we don't know. That's the original sin. This is the original sin. There was no sin. It's just one of those situations where we don't actually know what we're doing here, so we try to rationalize it by saying we must have done something. These events caused the remaining people of Earth to wonder what they had done to anger their sun god Saturn. What sins had they committed that he would not only abandon them, but also destroy many of them in the process? Imagine, this is the original sun. Our sun, that the sun we have today, according to this research, these researchers as well, still existed, but it was far off a distant star, and it wasn't as close as it is now. So the whole atmosphere on this planet was completely different. It was bathed in a primordial, soft, purple, they say, glow, which allowed plants and even us to grow higher, bigger, stronger, and there was much more to go around. So this feeling of scarceness didn't happen, because all year round it was the same. It's called the constant sun, the Saturn. It was the constant. That's why time's involved, and it was involved to the point where we had everything we needed, and this is the concept of where Eden comes from in the Golden Age. So I'll go back to the article. So imagine your own father doing this. The effect on humanity on a psychological level was deeply destructive and conjured up a global trauma response. As children of the Earth, they had no idea what they had done. They just knew that whatever they did, they were to blame, as these were the gods, and these planetary gods were constant and never wrong. I remember, again, constant and never wrong. That was Saturn. That was what he was. He was consistent. And then suddenly it wasn't suddenly overnight. You're talking about hundreds of years. But it changed, and the world changed with it. And therefore the cataclysms happened. This was the original sin tied into the original fear. There was no original sin. What it was the fact that something happened, and we don't know why it happened, when we don't have the information. So we've made these, try to rationalize it in this way. And that's where all these stories, biblical stories, religious stories, have got completely messed up and used and weaponized against us. But there are Saturn death cult, as I say in the title. There is a Saturn death cult that totally understands this stuff. And I believe that most Freemasons at most levels wouldn't even understand this stuff, or are brainwashed to think it's something else. The trauma of this abandonment and subsequent punishment in a time when Earth was an Eden, remember, eventually gave birth to the satanic rituals that still take place in secret societies all over the world today. And in the article itself, you'll see an excellent documentary by Alex Jones when he crept into Bohemian Grove. It's a very famous one. I don't agree with everything Alex does, especially recently when he's propping up Elon Musk, who is part of this cult. And Alex should know this, and I believe he does. The transhumanist part of this is an attempt to escape the judgment day and bring on a doomsday. They would rather someone like Musk have a doomsday event and live forever, either underground or up on Mars. It's all insane. Remember that these are different factions in response to this original cataclysm, this original trauma of Saturn moving away and the world changing. We don't know what we did, but we must have done something bad. That's what this whole original guilt trip is about. So the article goes on to say, Today, these deeply disturbed individuals believe that if they commit these sort of horrific acts, including child sexual abuse and child sacrifice, it will appease their angry godfather, Saturn, and thus he will refrain from punishing them again. The twisted belief also sits behind the promise of the Noahide laws, which are basically for the Gentiles and not for those of the Jewish faith, and that's a very, very small select few. Unfortunately, most of them don't know that, and again, Jewish is a faith, it's not a race. So this twisted belief also sits behind the promise of the Noahide laws and the transhumanist attempt to use technology to live forever in their world to come. Now, this is completely what Musk is actually doing. He's trying to avoid his judgment day. Their aim here, the transhumanist, is to avoid their judgment day when they will have to answer for their behaviour here on Earth, whilst also outliving the end times of the doomsday scenario. So you'll see Alex Jones and everyone saying that we're in the end times and this is the world's going to end. And you can see the East and the West being pitted against each other to bring about this doomsday event, which they want to outlive underground, possibly on a different planet, and still escape their judgment day. It's all mixed in there. And they want perhaps living in underground cities or within a hollow earth. Go and have a look at my previous articles where I talk about Epstein and the hollow earth connection there over in New Mexico. This is, and again, he has huge amounts of connections to transhumanists and what they were doing over there. And Juliet Bryant, who I interviewed, one of the Epstein victims, said she woke up on a table, a laboratory table at night, paralyzed, naked. I believe that they're harvesting eggs and embryos, and there's all sorts going on. These people are mad. So there's also a shot here. So you go over to the article on richardwillett.substack.com and have a look, and you'll see a little screenshot I've done from an article. This is well back, but they actually have 4 cryogenic facilities already constructed, 3 in the US and 1 in Russia, of all places. The largest is the Al-Saur Life Extension Foundation in Arizona, whose refrigerators store more than 100 bodies, they refer to them as patients, in the hope of their subsequent thawing and psychological resurrection. It's a place built to house the corpses of optimists, as O'Connell says in To Be a Machine, which is a book by this guy who's standing in front of them. Just insane. And this is old, so they'll have a lot more. I wonder what famous people are stuck in some of these tubes. But surely in 2024, no one really believes in this stuff. So back to the article. The true blue bloods. When it comes to the black nobility bloodlines, such as Bundy, Astor and DuPont, and one of the more famous branches of this interbreeding bloodline, the British Royals, who are in fact not British at all, with their real name being Saxe Coburg and Gotha, which means comes from Gothic, or Gothic comes from that name. They most certainly do believe in that. This is how the world really works. The modern-day Windsors and the current King Charles III openly talk about their bloodline connection to Vlad the Impaler, who was the inspiration for the character of Vlad Dracu or Dracula. Yes, the blood-drinking fellow with a thirst for the pure blood of virgins, which really means children, and cursed with immortality. There's immortality again, which heads back to basically what I was talking about there. They are seeking immortality, these people. So why are these Illuminati bloodlines known as the Blue Bloods? Well, in the context of this avenue of research, it would seem that the blue tint to this bloodline is supposed to be of a different stock. They definitely believe it is. Some would say a more reptilian-loaded DNA line. The kicker comes when you realise what happens when you mix their blue blood with our red blood. We get purple, the colour of Saturn. Even if this is only symbolic, we have to realise that these bloodlines are all about the symbology and ritual of things. Whether this actually happens is beside the point. It is the ritualistic symbology of their belief system which results in the actions they take. Remember, this death cult is afraid of one thing, and that is death itself. Death comes to these people in the form of the Harvester of Souls, the Grim Reaper, Father Time, and Saturn, and obviously death, that the character, which is who holds the skeeth, and it's exactly the same black hoodie character over and over again. It's Father Time, it's Saturn, it's Death, it's the Grim Reaper, and it's even Santa. It's the same white bearded guy, the creator, even in Westworld. All of these things, even in The Matrix, are all the same character. We're looking at the Demiurge, Yaldabaoth, Yahweh, the creator god who destroys his own creation, and we don't know why. So back to the article. They are afraid to meet their maker, which is why Hollywood is centered around the pursuit and promise of immortality, combined with the fables of the likes of the Windsor-related Vlad the Impaler. And I put a picture into the article of the Hollywood Hills, or Hollywood Hills, in Rome, which is the origins of the Hollywood system. And you can find out more about that. Just Google and have a look at some great videos about Hollywood without the extra L. So Hollywood in Rome, around Lake Nemi, around Diana's mirror. And it's a sacrificial ritual about immortality and the promise of immortality. That's what Hollywood is. It's satanic things going on and on again. So below you can see clear examples of how the colour purple is a central theme for these Illuminati satanic bloodlines. And below I've put pictures of the Queen in purple everywhere, and the actual hat, the crown they use, the main one, is purple as well. And keep in mind that, like sound, colours give off a frequency which affects the atmosphere and those within it, as was the case with the departure of Saturn thousands of years ago. So the atmosphere would have changed, the colour would have changed. Sound, colour, frequency are all the same, and we are energetic beings, so it's affecting us on a cellular level. Colour affects us on a cellular level, and that's what the purple is. Even at one point, they bathed the Houses of Parliament in purple for the King's coronation, and they also did it for the Queen's 70th birthday. Now, the 70th was, at first I was like, why 70? But then it occurred to me that 70 is the Sabbath. It's a 70 of the year. So that ties back into the world to come and the Kabbalistic terms of where they would rest in the 7th century or 7th millennium. So it all ties in. It's all the same thing. So back to the article. It is also interesting that in Platonic solids, purple represents the dodecahedron and the third eye. The third eye is said to be, by some researchers, a portal into another dimension. Perhaps when used by these Illuminati bloodlines, they tap into the lower fourth astral, which is said to be where the Archons reside, who perhaps control these raw bloodlines from the shadows or another dimension. I'm of the kind of understanding that I don't know if these things exist, obviously. I've never had any experience with them, but it makes sense to me. I believe that if they do exist, these people very much know about them as well. There's enough out there to at least raise questions about these things. And again, it's all very interesting. Another interesting piece of the puzzle connects into the simulation theory. Again, going back to the fourth dimension, the fourth astral, going back to Yaldabaoth, going back to the Matrix and the false reality. This is what the simulation theory is. Which comes from the Gnostics, by the way. Another interesting piece of the puzzle connects into the simulation theory, a theory that describes this reality as a simulated construct, most famously depicted in the movies The Matrix, or most recently in Westworld. And have a look at Westworld. The main computer in Westworld is called Rehoboam, and Rehoboam in biblical context or biblical terms is actually the son of Solomon. Solomon is three basically words for the sun. Sol-om-on all means sun. So these are sun gods, but actually behind them you've got controlling that. The original sun would have been Saturn. So this is a Saturn cult hiding behind sun symbology. Have you ever gone to a cinema and watched one of those 3D movies? They were the next big thing in the late 80s and 90s. If you have, then you would have been handed a pair of these glasses that, when worn, would have given you the illusion that what you were watching was happening right in front of you in this reality itself. It was so real, you could almost touch it. I remember going to see these things, and they were never as good as I thought was. I think I saw Michael Jackson's Captain EO at Disneyland Paris when I was about 11 with these things on. But what colour were the lenses of these glasses that, when combined, created this illusion? They were red and blue. Have a look at them. They were red and blue. Some of them later on, I believe, had a bit of green in there, but red and blue was were the original ones and the classic ones. Now, the red and blue combination will give you purple, which is the colour of the illusion. The illusion that we are living in. And also, this comes back to the party politics, which I talked about at the top. Party politics, your main categories that you'll get to vote for are red and blue. You combine them together because it is an illusion of choice, and you're looking at purple party illusionary politics. There is no choice. And this brings us back to the illusion of choice that we began this article with in terms of party politics. When you combine the red of the Republicans or Labour, so that's US and UK, with the blue of the Democrats or conservatives, again US and UK, you get purple. I would argue that this is occult coding for the illusion of choice between the two parties. They know that this is an illusion. They're splitting the colour purple, the illusory colour of this fake option they're giving you, into two without you knowing, and giving you a choice which is not a choice at all, because as we all know really, and we should know by now, that there is no choice in politics. They are, as George Galloway recently said, two cheeks on the same arse. Unfortunately, Galloway is a bumhole in the middle who's actually pushing a collision between the East and the West, whether he knows it or not. And that's another topic altogether. But yeah, again, he's not the choice. There is no choice in that system. That's a satanic system. In the middle of the combination of the blue and red, when they are combined, you get the 3D illusion of reality, when all along this is a fake reality conjured up by black magicians to transfix you on the illusion that you have a choice, whilst the purple death cult go about their illusions in the shadows. The result of this can also be equated to the shadows on the wall in Plato's allegory of the cave. This is exactly the same. They know these things. They know how the mind works, and they use all of these tools that you're not privy to, that were hidden originally in the Silver Age after the Golden Age with the Snake Brotherhood, just to keep it safe, and eventually that got taken over, as they do, and used for purposes that weren't of the benefit of any of us, put it that way. The Saturn death cult of today. This Saturn death cult is unfortunately still controlling the real power over the world today. They use the likes of Jeffrey Epstein to draw politicians and leaders, in brackets, in business, big banking, big tech, big pharma, mainstream media, and many others, into situations where they find themselves involved with Satanists at events and parties held by the rich and famous. And once they are caught in that web and compromised in one way or another, whether through their own vices or even drugged and filmed, they are then controlled by this dark web of occultists and have no choice whether to play ball or not. And that's when they're put into these positions. So they'll get in there a little bit, allow you in, a little bit like the Freemasons, and it's kind of bottom level stuff. And then they'll see how far you will take it, and then they'll allow you in even further. Once they've got you compromised, you'll be put in these places. I mean, look at Keir Starmer for one thing. He was pictured with Jimmy Savile very young age, and when he came to questioning the politicians and Savile himself, he was the head of the Crown Prosecution, I believe, at the time. People say it has nothing to do with it. Well, he was the head of it, that didn't investigate Savile. So this plays out everywhere. And I feel sorry for Starmer, because he was brought in as a kid. But again, he's now one of the colours in the illusion. He's the red against the blue in the illusion that comes out as purple, this purple satanic death cult. So in conclusion, the global cult that controls the world today, largely through their Saturn debt cult arm, are still deathly afraid of their god Saturn. And even though they utterly despise him, they also want to appease him. I think that's a misnomer. What people don't understand is that actually these religions absolutely despise, especially the Jewish faith at the very core, the Kabbalists, and they absolutely hate Yahweh. But they know they need to appease him, and they're trying to lull him to a false sense of security. Thus, Solomon's Temple, again, Solomon, three words for the sun, temple. So he is satiated with his wife Shekinah, and then Saturn will come in, and I'll go back to the golden dawn, the golden age, sorry, and the purple dawn. And that's where all of this world to come is. They want to go back to when Saturn ruled the world. That's what they want to bring them. They're trying to appease Saturn so he comes back and saves the world. They think that they're doing the right thing because they're utterly mad. So for more information on the original Sun Saturn and the original death cult, I would highly recommend the book by Troy D. McLaughlin, The Saturn Death Cult, and also check out our full interview, which went out yesterday. So on the 6th of March 2024 on iconic.com, and you can find it under classified. That's the Saturn death cult. Next week we'll be releasing the Saturn debt cult, which we go into a banking system that they created that holds us in servitude now. Remember to do your own research and come to your own conclusions, and there's no such thing as a silly question, so question everything. And please go over and do subscribe to the articles on richardwillett.substack.com, and And if you could share these, if you could subscribe and donate, that would be absolutely fantastic to allow me to keep doing this research. But I really appreciate you just listening anyway. I mean, waffle on about this weird stuff, because no one around here wants to hear me here talk about this over dinner. There's clips in the article, which you can see from the interview with Troy. I hope that made some sense. So overall, what we're looking at now is a Saturn death cult that goes, it's desperate to get back to the golden age, which was the what we see really in Eden. And when Saturn ruled the earth, they're definitely afraid of Saturn, because for some reason, unbeknown to them and to any of us, the planet shifted and Saturn abandoned us. And the world changed, and then the seasons came, and there were times in the year then we didn't have everything we needed. Then fear kicked in, and people don't know what they did wrong, and they're still today. That's imprinted in people's DNA, but mostly it's imprinted in these occultist DNA. They're trying to appease Saturn by doing the most absurd things, like sacrificing children, and we know this goes on all over the world. Until we understand it, we can't stop it. Dicking around in party politics between the blues and the Reds, it's not going to do anything at all. So it's time we got past that. Anyway, I'll speak soon. Take care and do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. Bye. Is it a conspiracy or a confluence of interests? Whichever the case, some may conspire.